Philip Semple, PLTT Surgeon here. Today's date is 08/04/2025. Dictation is 4. Ms. Joycelyn Andrade. Andrade spells A-N-D-R-A-D-E. Joycelyn spells J-O-C-E-L-Y-N. Date of birth is 06/07/2013. This is a 12-year-old child accompanied by a mom here with multiple complaints, period. Complaints are as follows. 1, throat pain. Next line, loss of appetite. Next line, chest pressure. Next line, fatigue. Next line, sore throat. Next line, cough. Next line, patient was seen recently in the emergency room, diagnosed with pharyngitis, was given Zithromax and also cortisporin for otitis externa. She's, mom said child is not getting better. She said child has not been eating or drinking. She said child has no appetite. Child will see the food and immediately get filled. She is not drinking water. Whenever she drinks water, she becomes nauseated and attempt to vomit, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed, negative except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% at room air. Blood pressure is 112 over 67. Pulse 104. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.7, period. Next paragraph. Throat erythematous, anedematous, uvula, pharynx, and tonsils. Uvula is midline and mobile. No exudates present, period. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Next line, she has bilateral lymphadenopathy. She has bilateral tenderness, the palpation of her anterior cervical lymph nodes. Next line, ear normal. Next line, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. She has very mild crackles on the left, correction on the right, lower lung field. This is her in inspiration and expiration. Next line, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmur. She's tachycardic. Next line, abdomen. She's abdomen is soft, no tenderness to palpation, no rebound, no guarding, normal bowel sound, spirit, no rigidity, no peritoneal signs. Next line, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, marquise or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort at range of motion, she bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro, she's alert, oriented. Next line, mood and effect are normal. Next line, sensory and motor functions are normal. Next line, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is fatigue. Number 2 is decreased appetite. Number 3 is cough. Number 4 is reactive airway disease / bronchitis. Number 6 next is pharyngitis. Next is dehydration, period. Next paragraph, the following tests were done in the clinic. CBC, CMP, TSH. Next line. Urinalysis was done and tested in the clinic. Leukocytes and nitrites were negative. Blood was negative. Glucose negative, bilirubin negative, ketones negative. Next line, a chest x-ray was done. In the clinic, chest x-ray revealed increased lung markings, no effusion, no infiltrates, normal cardiac silhouette. Costophrenic angles are sharp. Next line, the strep test and COVID test was also done. These two tests were negative. Next line, Next paragraph, patient was given the following: IV fluids, normal saline 1 liter, bolus. After receiving IV fluids, patient urinated again. She was re-evaluated. She reports, quote, "I am feeling much better," close quote. Next paragraph, patient was sent home with the following medication: Prilone 15/5 mL. She will take 1 teaspoon POQAM for 5 days, number 25 mL. She was strong, mom was strongly encouraged to continue Zitromax and cortisporin air drops she received from the emergency room. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.